The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I am B, and I'm here with Raven Chapman, one of my favorite guests to have on. I think it's your third time?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me back.
The charm.
It is. Happy to be here.
Yes. Host of the Is Bitch Better soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
Podcast.
Yes, soundtrack. Maybe yes. I should start singing. Mm-hmm. No one wants that.
The insanely popular, mainly Bravo Instagram account.
Stop. Insanely popular. I don't know about all that.
I have you here today because I want you to tell me about Bravo News, because I've been out of the loop with all the stuff going on in the real world, but we'll get to all that.
Yes, we will.
Lots going on. Cheesecake Factory expanded their menu.
Are you fucking kidding me? How is that even possible? They already have everything on there.
I'm looking it up. Hold on. I don't want to like say the wrong.
A million items on that menu. What could they add?
9 new entrees. So let me just make sure.
Is there a pasta dish? There has to be at least
always,
4 of them.
Always.
Are pasta dishes.
Here's the full lineup. I love that they said lineup.
Oh my God. It's like
the Housewives spinoff. We're like, here's the lineup. Here's the stars.
Yes.
Baked rigatoni.
I knew it. Okay.
Oh my God.
How didn't they already have that?
I know, right? That seems so very basic. Caramel apple pancakes.
Pancakes. Okay.
I love it. Okay. Carolina grilled salmon.
Okay. Fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's served with corn, avocado, zucchini, and cilantro salad on the side. I'm doing that. Yes.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, that's like a healthy cauliflower tacos.
No, I don't want that.
I'll do it all. Because you know it's going to be tasty.
Probably. I don't want that.
Yeah. Classic Italian trio.
What's in that?
Fettuccine Alfredo, chicken parmesan, and baked rigatoni.
Jesus, the baked rigatoni.
Oh my God. Oh wait, this is the one.
What? Oh my God, we're only halfway through.
French dip cheeseburger.
Stop.
Charbroiled cheeseburger served on a toasted brioche bun or on a roll and topped with grilled onions, sriracha mayo, and a
dipping sauce. I need that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here for that one.
Wow.
Ooh, I love
Korean
a grilled
fried
onion.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything Korean barbecue. Like, yes. Oh my God, my favorite restaurants are like Korean barbecue where you like, you know,
mm-hmm.
make it yourself. Pan roasted chicken. Yeah. So I can't believe they didn't already have that. Yeah.
I feel like they do. I don't know.
This might be doing something, though. This one hits.
We'll see.
Sweet potato enchiladas.
I would give it a try.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes. I'll give it a try.
Red chili salsa, sour cream, toasted pepitos, and black beans with cilantro rice on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm sold.
I need that French onion burger now. Is that what it's called?
Fucking nuts.
Talking shit like, don't give me that giant menu. Just bring me the French onion burger. Thank you.
I might just make it myself this weekend. I got nothing going on. There's not shit to do.
You make a good point, but I don't. I also don't want to do that. I don't love cooking. It's not for me. Like, I can do it, but I would rather not.
Yeah.
You know?
Understood.
I wish I could be one of those people that, like, really enjoys it, though. Like, what's that like? Do you enjoy cooking?
I do Italian dishes because I, like, know it. You know what I mean? I don't like going out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I like trying because Italian's easy, right? Because it's like...
Yeah, it is.
You know how to make one thing? You can make variations of a million different things from it. And, you know, and there's healthy dishes and there's, like, really not healthy. It's like it the full range. It's got the range.
She's got it's Mariah. Range. Yes, we love it.
It's Mariah. Oh. I wonder if you were like, which divas would be which cuisines? That's more like a, would have to really think that out. But like,
yes.
I do
have to take some notes, do some research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to think about that, though, because I feel like Madonna would definitely be one.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
Madonna might be Italian, actually.
Oh, I'll move over, Mariah.
Because it's like a favorite. Mariah would probably be... Okay, I'm going to really have to think about this.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know that Mariah would be Italian. She might be something a little more, like, fancy.
That's true.
You know, but something that's, like, also a crowd pleaser and, like, good for any occasion.
I don't know.
Maybe that's Italian. Cookbook and like,
we made our way back to Italian. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As it should be.
You're South Carolina, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. South Carolina. What Charleston.
But what is South Carolina cuisine? What is that? Like, what is quintessential South Carolina cuisine?
So this, like in Charleston at least, is
it's like seafood,
what is called
right?
the Low Country. Yeah. Seafood. Yeah.
Crab.
All the fried food. Yeah. Shrimp. A lot of rice with everything. Just a bunch of fried shit.
Okay.
Seafood. Low Country boils, you know, with like the crabs, the corn, the potatoes, so like all of that. Just a bunch of bad stuff, but it's so good. And there's so many good restaurants here, too. That is one good
thing.
I'm
sure.
I mean, there's a lot of good things about Charleston. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Like, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad. I'm sure. You know what I mean? The food's so good.
Yeah. Houston has, like, a lot of that similar kind of cuisine. It's more like Cajun, though, obviously. Like, Cajun kind of influenced. So a lot of rice. But then you also have, like, crawfish and shit like that. Like, shit where you have, like,
stuck. I love crawfish.
I do, but, like, the process grosses me out, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sucking the head or anything, but I will eat the tail.
I am an H-Town boy. Speaking of, big wins for H-Town this week.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch the Grammys?
Our girls were... No, I'm not an award show person.
I don't watch any award show, but I'll do the highlights.
Have you ever watched them and liked them? Because I feel like it just can't keep my attention or something. Like the BET Awards. MTV Awards are like the real ones. Because I watched like BET and MTV ones.
Sometimes BET turns up back in the day because it was crazy.
Yeah.
But then it got a little bit boring. But I used to... Oh, I sound like Wendy Williams. Oh,
you too? I love that for you.
So what was he saying? No.
About the award shows.
I used to watch the VMAs. That was like because the VMAs used to be messy and like they prided themselves on the messiness. They were like Courtney Love throwing a shoe at Madonna. And then they're like and just like weird shit going on and half the people were drunk. Everyone was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's very much like not everyone goes and I'm old now, so like
also that
we don't like, know half the people. We don't care.
That part. I don't know these kids.
Yeah.
I feel so fucking old, but I'm okay with it.
I mean, I was at my height when it was like the Spice Girls performed. That was, you know?
What a time to be alive. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so the Grammys, I did watch the highlights though.
Meg's
performance. Yeah. Meg's performance was it. Okay.
Everything.
Nobody even talks about Cardi's performance before. Nobody even addresses that. Although I will say, Like, she performed last year at the Grammys, did that song Money, remember? Mm-hmm. And it was a big deal. And it was, like, a legit performance. Like, everyone was like, oh, wow, she's, like, a performer.
Yeah.
How soon we forget? She can do it when she tries. I don't think she's, like, passionate about it, though.
I don't think she tries all the time.
I don't think she's, like, really passionate about music, obviously. I mean, you...
No, I don't think so either.
But I don't think a lot of rappers are. But that's okay. There's a lot of rappers.
No, they're trying to get that money.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't care.
Listen, Meg deserved. Meg ate the performance. And she really, it really was her year. Like, you can't deny. Like,
no, she's had a great year. I mean, some things happen. But, like, she's... overall, well, that, like, she's done so well. Despite all the bullshit. But
that only makes it more...
Yeah.
That only makes it more... important to, like, you know, recognize her accolades, you know?
Yeah. And I'm just so sick of everyone talking all their shit about her. It's like, aren't y'all tired? Like, are you really still on this? You have to stop. You have to
Who's talking shit?
You know. Oh my God. What are we going to tell our daughters? Like, bitch, I don't know. That's your job to raise them. That sounds like a personal problem. If you don't know, then maybe you shouldn't have had kids.
If you're having,
I don't know.
First off, if you're planning to have kids and it's after 2021, I don't even know what to tell you. You're weird. You're weird.
It's a choice. Like,
not happening. I just saw this video of these kids on spring break in Clearwater, Florida, and one white boy got arrested. You saw that?
That on your story. Just
a bitch, he went running. What do you think
he took off. Mm-hmm. With the handcuffs on and everything, I was like waiting for him to fall, and everyone else chased after him. Why are they trying to?
Because white people get so bold when there's law enforcement involved. They're like, "Oh, you know, real funny, real funny." Yeah. I'll be on TikTok and I'm running with my handcuffs. Like, black people would be like, "No, I'll
wouldn't
just wait.
Even think of it." Yeah, they might kill me while I'm just sitting in here anyway. So I'm just gonna. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I think I'm gonna make a run for it. What the fuck is wrong with these kids?
I can't.
And it's spring break. Whatever. Whatever.
We're going to get to that.
Florida.
Quick notes. Lizzo, love her as a person. Don't love her music. I don't like, do you fuck with her music? Do you like her?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Some of her stuff.
I'm not even lying. Like, there was, what is it? Juice? Is that the one song, Juice, or is it Juicy?
See, I said a little bit, I don't know the names of it. When I hear it, I'm like, okay, I like this. Have I listened to an entire album? No.
Yeah.
Was it like on purpose? No, I just didn't. But
she's got some cute little, you know, bops. But yeah, like, as a whole, I'm not really. But I like just love her as a. I think she's so funny. I think she's like.
Is.
So if like she's just doing her thing, I'm like, I support it just because you exist, you know. And I felt the same way about Billie Eilish.
Yes.
I don't like listen to her music, although there's that one song, I forget the name of it, but yeah, overall I'm not listening to her music, but something about Billie Eilish, I'm like, she seems cool,
like good, like, people. Yeah,
there was a really long time in music where I was like, I don't like the music and I don't like the people, so this fucking sucks. At least I can be like, well, she seems cool and I party with her, like,
yes,
you know? Yeah. We have that.
One out of two isn't bad.
Do you have a favorite messy awards moment? Like awards show moment?
No.
No.
Just because I don't really do the awards. So I can't really.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any. What, do you have one or a few? I just don't.
Honestly, whenever I think of this, and it's not necessarily, it's kind of messy, depending on how you look at it. But the Whitney, when she went up and counted everyone's names,
yes.
She skipped out with her dress and she was like, you better lay low. I love that moment. I love that moment. That was iconic. Yeah. She had a lot of iconic moments on
naturally.
The stage. Yeah. Nikki versus Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
That was good.
Miley was good when she was calling her out. Miley was terrified.
Terrified.
You could see Hollywood it in her shit. Eyes. Oh, yeah, my God.
Don't do that Hollywood shit over here. Not for the
no.
Not with a girl from Queens. Uh-uh.
No, she's not built for that.
You know what she's also not built for? All right, never mind. I was talking about Nikki.
What?
Grammys. She don't have one.
Oh. I mean, but it's true. And she's mad.
She's always mad. Barb's are really mad.
Of course they are.
Oh my God.
Please
here
don't
I
let
go.
Them come after me. You I'm want them a, to come after you, know, honestly. I'm, you like you try it every single, like any chance you get.
I'm a fake fucking bitch. I get on here, like last week I was with Jonathan and I was like, oh my God, we got up. And now I'm like, you know, the barbs like, are like, they're yeah. so mad. Last week I was
they're
like, we gotta make sure
to get
the
you.
Barbs, we like the barbs. And now I'm like, fuck it. She
the
don't
moment
have
you walk out of your apartment, it's on.
I actually don't think she's not capable of getting it. Like, she's not. It's just like.
So why hasn't she gotten one, do we think? What's going wrong? Is she doing something wrong, or does someone have it out for her?
I think there's multiple things going on. I think she spoke out against the Grammys, and so I think once you get like you're blacklist, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think also she had a crescendo. Like, she was really like on an upswing in her career, and I think at that time she released a lot of music that even she admits that she hates. She says that she, I don't know, I just burped. Definitely windy today. What was that? So what was I going to say? No, she did. No. In a row, she did a number of singles that she won't even perform today. Like Anaconda, she hates. She won't perform. Starships. Like, this is like when she was at her height, right? Like, and she was making the most. And she was like on the tip of everyone's tongue. And she was like making all these songs. And I don't think those are songs that are like, don't have the longevity as, say, her Queen album is good, but it's after that moment, right?
That's tough. I'm not a, I see with her, it's like the same as Lizzo with me. I'm not listening to her albums, but the songs that I hear, I'm like, okay, I don't dislike her though. I just, but sometimes she be saying some stuff and I'm like, that's not helping.
Well, I mean, Barb's I'm also. Not sure. Barbs, don't come at me because I'll be honest, I may be a flip-flopping bitch about that topic, but one thing I do know and I'm always consistent on is I actually don't like, I don't really like any fan bases. Like, I don't like, Beyonce's fan base.
Oh, God, they're scary.
They're scary because they like.
I love Beyonce, but like, and you guys really have to turn. Beyonce, you have got to stop.
Beyonce is it and she's super talented and we all know that, but like, y'all got to calm down.
Like, it's too much. It's too much. It's,
you know, and it's like all the Free Britney people. They're just like so insane about it. And it's like, okay, Britney's amazing. But
yeah,
like,
of course.
But like, leave her alone. She'll make an album when she feels like it. And she.
Yes.
Don't feel.
Everyone has to relax. You're right. Like, the.
I think it's super stand-up. I think it's just super stand-up. I just like, I can't fuck with. And I
it's
just like.
It's scary and it's very confusing to me. I was having this conversation with someone earlier. Like, it's just fucking weird. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. The way they go so hard for these people. Like, I understand. Like, I love and enjoy some celebrities too. But like, y'all take it so far. And like, why? I don't get it. Yeah. Who started this shit? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and y'all Azealia like, Banks fans can get the fuck out of my mentions. I don't give a fuck about y'all.
You got them in your
get them away from me.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yuck.
She's, those ones every, are something every else week, that I don't get either.
Every week she's using a new slur and everyone's trying to defend her to the fucking grave about it. I'm like, get her out of my face, please. But she does have bops.
Yes.
Licorice hits. Anna and Wintour is it.
Yes, but
we can
why
be like,
why can't we just say that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
agree. Just be like, no, it wasn't cool for her to do XYZ. Yep. With her, it's the whole fucking alphabet, actually. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly.
Jesus.
Stacey Dash is back in the news.
What is that bitch doing now? What's she want?
So, if everyone doesn't know who Stacey Dash is, she's Dion from Clueless, the Clueless actress turned conservative commentator on Fox News. I don't think she's on there anymore. She's walking back.
She got fired.
She probably did. Aw, they didn't. Aw. Aw.
Hate to all see right. it.
Well.
Anyway.
She's walking back her previous support of former President Donald Trump.
How convenient. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's 54. I didn't even realize that. Wow, we're old.
54?
She is 54 years old.
Wow, that's much older than I thought. She's almost as old as my mom. That's wild.
She looks good.
54? She does. Surprisingly enough.
It's the part of her that she denies.
The way, right?
The black.
You know how she feels about that.
So she told Daily Mail in an interview published on Wednesday that the January 6th Capitol riots is what was the turning point for her. Could you imagine?
That was the turning point? Like, it was all the way up until that everything else was like, that's fine, that's fine. Oh, you know what? Actually, they've taken it too far this time.
Yeah.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
She said, quote unquote, when that happened, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm truly done. Because senseless violence of any kind, I denounce. What happened on January 6th was just appalling and stupid. I'm sorry, but to me, Charlottesville was way more appalling.
There were so many appalling and stupid events in the past however many years. Like, are you joking?
I can't.
Girl.
I can't.
Go take a nap or something. I don't. Mm-hmm. That's. No. Does she need a job or something? That's why she's doing
probably.
This? Like, what? No. No. You're done.
So you much going on. You
fucked that up. You're not getting accepted again over here.
Mm-hmm. Lots going on in the news right now. Dark. The Asian American stuff going on.
Terrible.
It's like woke up. I didn't know that that happened the night before. I guess I went to sleep earlier. Maybe I wasn't checking the internet, but I just like woke up to it and I woke up really early.
Yeah.
I just read all about it. I was like, so.
It's so sad and it's so scary. And then you have these fucking idiots. Mm-hmm. That's why I probably need to like take a break from the internet for a couple of days, but I keep like having to say stuff. So I'm like, forget it. Because they're so fucking stupid. Yes.
You have to get it out.
It's a hate crime. He's racist. Everybody say it with me now. The way people are going out of their way to like make excuses for this man is wild. I don't get it. I can't do it.
Not people.
White people.
White people.
Sorry. Yes. I thought you know that gets without saying. White people. Yes.
Literal gymnastics. Oksana Bayul. Okay, they're doing backflips, cartwheels, all over the place just to not call it hate crime. Honestly, he had a bad day. I was so done.
He had a bad day. Well,
you know,
I mean,
I had a bad day.
I've been having a bad day for, I mean, so fucking long, at least a year now. Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Never have I ever been like, this day is so bad, I'm just going to go kill some white people. No.
It's so insane.
And so then insane. Be like, no, and it wasn't, no, it wasn't like a racist thing. Are you fucking kidding me?
And then they said that the sheriff that said that he had a bad day, did you see that they found out that he posted some Facebook stuff with like racist t-shirts?
Yes.
Saying China virus.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm that tracks.
I'm so tired.
Me too. I don't even, so sick of this shit. Sick of it.
We're going to have to tear this motherfucker up again like last summer, huh?
Obviously, because they haven't learned. Do we wait for the year? Do we wait until summer or do we do it now?
Y'all must not like this shit because we're going to just keep.
I mean.
Yeah.
I don't. It's going to be a mess. This just makes me sick. I just hate people. I really do.
It's crazy that this is all kind of coming to a boiling point, and not to bring everything back to, but I mean, that's why we're here, is we're talking about Bravo, and that's, but the Tiffany Moon stuff is just something that's really been at the top of my brain, just because, did you read the Vice article?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should read it, yeah.
About her? Or
Vice.com, Tiffany Moon, Real Housewives of Dallas, if you guys don't know. If you're not watching Real Housewives of Dallas, for me, like, I give it a 7 on her back alone. Like, Tiffany Moon is
I'll agree with that.
She's a top tier. And it's not even, like, the fact that she's the one good person there. Like, you could put Dr. Tiffany Moon in New York, and I would be like, Stan.
She's great.
She's great. I love her.
Yeah.
But she's carrying that fucking show, and she's the only reason that I keep watching.
Same, because or else I would have been out of that bitch already.
Yeah. But she did an interview with Vice, and you guys should read it. It's really good. It's all about her experience on the show. And it's actually not, it's not very positive. I mean, she's very much like, I don't even know if I would return. I didn't feel really supported by these women. And
I hate that for her, but I'm glad she did that. I'm gonna have to read it.
You know, as crappy as it is, I am kind of happy that Bravo captured that, because even though, listen, you can't make a perfect show. If it's going to be a show about Dallas and you're going to have these women, it's going to be these conversations, and they're going to be probably not handling them in the way that you and I would handle them or some, you know what I mean? I don't, of course. Just because of their pocket of life that they live in, or their exposure to things. But I'm kind of glad that it exists, because it's like people need to see that and understand why.
And have their own conversations.
Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah, you should check that out. But yeah, this just like, just it's filled full of like microaggressions towards her as an Asian American. And it's just such an interesting time for that to be airing while all this is going on. And I'm super looking forward to the reunion. You're watching the show.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching, yeah. Are you enjoying
it? I'm watching it.
Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm enjoying Tiffany. 5.
Okay.
I'm just really mad right now. Brandy is really irritating me.
Oh, yeah.
If it was, you know what I mean? But it, like, it's not bad. She's just really making it tough for me these days, these past couple of episodes.
She had moments where she was laying in the cut in the background, not doing anything. But now that she's speaking up more about, like, religion and trying to fucking judge. I was like,
slap that bitch through the screen. As your sister in Christ, girl, shut the hell up. Don't do that. I cannot stand bitches like that.
White saviorism is a real thing.
I can't.
She really was like, I'm trying to help you and just come back to Christ. You do understand how many religions there are in the world, right? Just be cool.
It's not just your, like, what do you care what Deandra is doing? You don't judge nobody on their shit. Like, did you not learn that?
Ooh, let me, because I'm going to say some shit I don't want
to. Me too, and I'm trying to stop myself, but it's like bitches like that are the reason people hate Christians, and I can't handle it.
Because
I'm like,
I'm a Christian.
I would never. I can't.
Because you know what it is? Christianity, super Christian people are like the same issue I have with super stand-em. Y'all get too fucking into shit and y'all ruin it. It's okay to be in something, and you won't have to tell everyone else about it. Just be into your shit and don't like judge other. Yeah, it's like, y'all too fucking
don't tell Deandra not
this.
To, do her shaman shit. If that's what makes her happy, let her fucking do it. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. If you think it's devilish or demonic or whatever the fuck she said, then don't participate.
One of the milestones of being gay and growing up in it, like being gay in America is just, or anywhere, is just like knowing that like people don't mind their fucking business. It's like, why are you worried about what she's doing? Just if you like Christ so much, go love Christ and that's cool. But don't worry about what.
It's the strangest thing to me. I tell you, I don't get it at all.
You do understand that there's literally thousands of religions. And probably, honestly, not one of them, in my opinion, is probably right. They're probably all a little bit right. It's all what you. If you think it's right, that's good for you. I love it. If you like it, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, this is the shit I can't stand. Yeah.
I can't stand that bitch. I'm glad she's leaving.
I know, but that little storyline is really dancing on our nerves, obviously, because
it is. We just had a moment. Let me take a drink
But you guys, check out the Vice article. It's really interesting. I love I wonder if she'll come back. Do you think she'll come back this next season?
I need to read the article, because by what you're saying, I mean, if they fucked with her too much, she might have to.
Because I don't think she needs the show. You know what I mean? No. She's like was trying it out. But listen, I think they need to do whatever it takes to keep her. She elevates this shit. Like
she really does.
If you took her out of the show, I don't know anyone in my life that would watch it after that. Well, Tracy would.
No.
Shout out Tracy, because Tracy watches them all. Tracy loves the mess. I can't personally take on it anymore. I don't have any mental bandwidth to deal with like a bunch of racist white women.
I hear you, because OC got cut real easy and Dallas can go too. Tiffany's not there. I saw
what happened with OC?
What happened with OC?
Well, we don't know what's right. The thing is that we don't know
don't
what's happening,
know.
Right?
I don't know. I thought
maybe you knew something
shit.
I didn't.
Okay. No, I would never know anything you don't. But they were saying they should do like Married to Medicine, Dallas or something around Tiffany. I don't know. If she doesn't want to stay on Real Housewives, they need to do something else, because she needs to be on TV.
She's really
for
good.
Selfish reason.
I'll say, like, as a first season housewife, she's really good, because do you realize how much she's cried and how much she's like given us, like told us about her upbringing? And it's like
a lot that for her first season, she's given everything.
She's layered.
She's
it's
like
crazy.
Heather Gay, you know,
She's just giving you all this backstory, but then like she doesn't have a messy marriage. She has a husband that is supportive and beautiful kids. And it's like, oh, see, this doesn't feel icky. Like you have shit that you're working through in front of us and it's great, but like I still envy your life a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's not like
Shannon Bedore who was like giving us everything and we were like, I don't want anywhere near this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But yeah. So what's happening in Bravo news though? Because I feel like I've been focused on I've been working a lot, so I don't.
Well, today.
Save Beverly Hills because I want to talk about that.
Later. Okay.
Yeah.
So today, Tinsley and Scott broke up. Well, today it didn't happen today, but we just saw that happened today. Actually, Scott broke up with her.
Again, so I wrote down. People magazine. Reported today, Tinsley said, quote unquote, Scott said, quote unquote, after 14 months of engagement, Tinsley and I have ended our relationship and we have been living independently for the last few months. Oh my God. He just embarrassed the fuck out of her. You know what? He's probably fighting with her and he's like, I'm going to release a statement and put you on blast. Cause you know, she'll try to make it look like she's.
Well, yeah. Cause apparently he has a girlfriend or something allegedly, they've been broken up for a couple of months or something. But then someone else was saying, no, it just happened a few days ago
because she posted him on
Valentine's Day. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Tinsley is the type of bitch. Exactly. She's the type of bitch that would do that anyway. But they were like, oh, Tinsley, you know, she was blindsided. She had no idea. She is just heartbroken. She's on the floor. And I'm like, that bitch is on the floor crying about something all the time. Like, I don't, whatever. I mean, sorry that she's sad, I guess, but they do this all the time. So, like, I have a tough time feeling really bad for her. Don't really like her. Sorry. I know, like, Tinsley stans have been going off, like all day, too.
Congratulations or sorry that happened. I'm not reading all that out. It's like, sorry that happened or congratulations. I don't know which one it is. But anyways, good luck. Yeah,
I don't get it. All these people are like, oh, this speaks, I'm so sad for her. I'm like, why? She'll be fine.
This speaks to the super stand-up thing again. It's like every single time something happens like this, all of a sudden everybody's like, bring her back to Roni, bring her. It's like, please stop. Just because someone is available doesn't mean we need them back. Like they're like
no, where's Jill? God, bring say Jill that back. Again, please.
I don't think you guys remember how bad Jill was when she left. Like, it's not a thing we want back. Like, just because someone is available. Yeah,
no, I Jill hate to see to how
some
back.
Of y'all. I really hate to see how some of y'all date because y'all just be anything that's available. Yeah, they're just like, oh, this is available.
You know how?
Like,
yeah.
No, let's keep it pushing forward.
I guess we'll do that. Let's meet
new. It's New York. We don't can be need selective Tinsley.
And yeah,
we Tinsley don't need worked to
keep going back. We never needed Tinsley. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I just feel like she's basic. I don't understand.
Cast of New York. For me, that was the best cast of New York ever. Was when she was on, Carol, Bethany. Everyone played a part, even if it was like, you know. Yeah, that was my favorite. So even, you know, it's like not my favorite flavor, but it is part of the salad that makes a whole. You know what I mean?
I'll take that. Yes. I just don't get people are just, oh my God. I had no idea she had so many stands. I learned something new today.
Did you see Monique was talking to someone this week or something? Wasn't she? She's talking about like Michael's gay rumors. What did she say?
No. What? I saw her. I don't know. I saw her.
But I saw that. This is Us. I saw they did like a little.
And I saw that she said something about that because, like, the guy was holding a baby and he was like, don't be like Monique, because it was like a clip of, like, whatever. I was like, okay.
A white man.
Who wrote this? Yeah, who wrote this?
While I understand the reference, I'm not interested in what white men have to say about black women fighting other black women and, like, don't be a Monique. I don't.
I'm not interested in what they have to say about anything. At this point in life,
it's like I
I'm
said sorry. When Monique was fighting, I was like, yeah, they fought and she's not going to apologize. So what? Keep it pushing. What next?
It and happens all the time.
Yeah. Nobody's saying don't it's be a Teresa. And she's fought. Yeah.
No, they never say that.
I really should.
I should.
We're gonna get to that. So I want to talk to you about one of my favorite shows right now, but it's like nothing happens on it, but it's like I still love it. Summer House, because you watch it. What's I that? Love it. Wait, are you loving a season?
Ooh, yes.
It's like perfect. Yes, for it's so what's good. Happening. You know what I mean? Because
we need it. Yeah.
They
it's
would
just stupid.
They would go out to restaurants messy. And stuff before, but it was like, you know, they wouldn't be able to like film at a lot of bars. So a lot of it was at the house anyways.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice because they obviously are like losing their minds it's staying in that house. And I think it's great.
Getting really good.
I'm sorry to them, but I think it's great.
Hannah was losing it. She Hannah's was on it. Here. I think she said it was only 4 weeks. It was like 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was.
I thought
yeah,
it would be like longer. 4 to 6 I would have, weeks, I would have loved longer.
I don't know.
How crazy that would have been. Yeah. Oh
my God. I don't think they would. They could do okay. it.
A lot of talk about Hannah being the villain. Like, people are saying Hannah's the villain. I'm like,
mm-hmm. I think that's excessive.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Because I don't really think they have a villain. Yeah. She's just, I mean, in the middle of the shit right now.
Well, I do think there is a villain.
Who's the villain? Luke?
He's a bad guy. But wait, why am I blanking on his name? Kyle. He's so unimportant to me, but it's like Kyle. I mean, no, I don't mean that because I like Kyle. Like I do, but I also recognize that he's very shady in his fucking dealings with everyone in the house. Like when he was whispering to Ciara, he was like,
"Oh yeah,
Ciara." He was like, "Don't be friends with her. She's don't trust her." He's like whispering to on some bitch shit. Like, are you?
Who does that? Yeah, like, honestly.
The girls are fighting and he's a guy and he's like whispering to her. He's like, don't. Yeah. Can you, sir?
It's fucking weird. And that's, I'm so happy Sierra clocked was like, it. Like,
you're
what?
Fucking weird, sir. Go be with your girlfriend. Why are you in my ear talking about don't be friends with her? She's going to.
It's this very, is very weird. It's a strange behavior. I need for you to go away from me with this, Apollo. I don't like it.
Didn't like it. I do think he is the true villain of the show, though, because I think in his brain, he started the show and he's like the patriarch of the show, right? It's like in his brain. But
why does he think that?
He was kind of the figurehead for many years, but I think it's become definitely more female. Like, there's 6 women now, right? And there's 3 men. Yeah. Oh,
God. Yeah, it's great. That's why it's so good.
Who are your tops? Can you rank them?
Okay. Lindsay is number 1.
Love.
I almost need a list of all of them so I can.
That's okay. Just do the girls. That's all that matters.
Okay. Lindsay. It's hard. They're all so great. Fuck.
Not Danielle.
No.
I don't think she's great. I don't like Danielle.
I like her more now than I did before. Because on her last season, she was very annoying. When she was dealing with like Jordan and shit, that was no.
I think that she gives me vibes that she's like not a trustworthy person. Like the way that she like tried to make out with Luke on New Year's knowing that Hannah, it's like weird. It's like... You film all summer with this girl, but like you can't even not. It's like there's so many dudes.
Yeah.
You don't have to sleep. Like
there's a bunch of them.
I don't like that shit. That's whatever. The shit I don't like.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Okay, Lindsay, Paige, Sierra, Hannah. Oh, no. Sierra, Amanda, Hannah. Sorry, Hannah.
Amanda would be towards the bottom for me.
There's something about her I like. I know people don't. I don't know. Mm. Her spirit agrees with mine. I don't know what it is. I feel like I probably would be friends with her.
I don't think she like parties. I don't think she's like.
Right. I don't think so either.
But like it annoys me because like everyone else is like Lindsay's literally doing cartwheels and wearing like high heels and like. And then you look over and it's like Amanda's wearing like an oversized Loverboy sweater with her hair not done. And just like crying because she wants to go to sleep. And it's like, I don't.
And like, Kyle is doing cartwheels too. Yeah. I don't understand how she's like, with him.
I know.
I don't know how it works.
The Lindsay energy. Like, I'm on the Lindsay side of things. Like,
I like it. I like both of them. So I can be somewhere in the middle just watching the shit. Yeah. But I think, how do you feel about Sierra? Because people are like, she's boring. She's not doing enough. And I'm like, what is she supposed to do?
She is boring. Let's be real.
What is she supposed to do, though? Be fighting? They're like, well, can't she do some more? Like, did you want her to fight with Hannah? Because that wouldn't be... I think that would have...
Mm. What do you think? Well, what is, though, about diversity on these shows? But, like, it seems like... Like, Tiffany Moon is perfect, right? Like, mm-hmm. She came in at a perfect time, but sometimes we have to... I would love to know... the timeline. Was she given the green light to be a housewife after Brandy's Asian anti-Asian video, or was it already happening? Because it worked out perfectly because she adds diversity to the I don't want to say diversity because she is one Asian in a group of white women, so that's not really diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But she adds something different. But Sierra, I feel like they were like, well, this is a group of white people that we probably need to inject some color into. And Sierra just happened to know Luke, it seems. And I wonder, in a normal casting situation, would she have been cast? You know what I mean? Because she
probably
is
not.
So, yeah, because she is so withdrawn and not really. She's worried
about Amanda. Because Amanda wasn't really cast either, right? She was like dating Kyle, and that's why she's in there.
I guess it's true. With this show, it's a little bit different than Housewives, right? Because you really are like, if you're friends with someone, it just makes sense. And you, So then I wonder what someone
like. But she wasn't really. I mean, she just knew Luke. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I just wonder because it's like, you know, she is so clearly like on a different wavelength, all of them. She's like, oh, I have a job. So, like, I'm not trying to be all crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse. I'm not trying to be all crazy with y'all.
She's like, this is a vacation and I'm relaxing.
Yeah. But I wonder if they had maybe, like, found, I don't know, a brown girl that went through the normal casting process and maybe you would have gotten, like, someone of that, like, Lindsay energy. You know, I don't know.
Oh, it's just something to think about. maybe next time.
Maybe next year. Yeah. But they're filming Winter House with your people.
No, don't call them that. Those are not my people. I do not claim those motherfuckers. Absolutely not. I'm so mad about that.
About the show?
Well, no, I'm not mad about the show. I'm just mad that they brought in Craig and Austin from Southern Charm. Like, why? Mm-hmm. They're not a part of this. I'm trying to leave them over there. I've been avoiding them so I can enjoy this show. Winter House is cool, but don't get them or just get some new people. I don't know.
Or who is it? It's Sierra. It's Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And those two Paige. Guys from and Paige. And then the two guys from Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a small house.
And apparently Sierra allegedly is
dating one of them, right?
Or something. Austin. Yeah. Oh, disgusting.
What are the names again? Craig and Austin?
Yes.
I think the Craig one is kind of cute.
Man.
I've been inside too long. Outside up ASAP.
No, a lot of people think that. I think he doesn't look as good in person as he does to people on TV. I think people would be, I don't fucking know. That's how I feel. But if I had to choose between the two, of course.
Because you see them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's very tall. That always helps, right? They're both very tall. So... I don't know. Maybe that's it. But I was like, Sierra, ew, no.
Yeah.
You should just go back to Luke instead of that. I mean, oh, Jesus.
I think Sierra has trash taste in men.
She did say it on the show. And I was like, wow, you meant it.
You talk about her issues with her dad, too.
Ooh. It's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this more on the bonus episode. I want to also talk about Jen Aiden getting tore the fuck up last night. It was iconic. It was Hall of Fame housewife moment. I
so good.
Loved it.
Oh, I love her.
I love how they tried to frame it as like, oh my God, Jen's like in the trailer, they were like, Jen's drinking too much and we're concerned.
Stop. I'm
like
Jen said she was going to have a good time. Leave that lady alone.
Let these She's men get drunk and kids. Fall all over the place. Let her fall all over the place. She got a husband. The least he can do is carry her to the Corvette.
Exactly.
I loved it. We're going to get into it. I want to talk about Real Houses of Beverly Hills and what's going on there. I want to talk about just more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do it.
Tell everyone where to follow you on social real quick.
Yes, you can follow me at Mainly Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. And my podcast is Bitches Better.
When's a new one? New episode?
Tomorrow, Fridays.
Ooh, okay. And do you have any guests or anything? Is it?
I have guests from time to time. Sometimes I do solo episodes when I just like really need to like talk a lot.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say.
I haven't done a solo episode. I think it takes a certain like talent. I can't do that. It's like,
You could.
That'd be weird. Maybe I'll try one.
It feels weird, but like once you get going, you're just like on a roll. It's almost like writing in a journal, except just saying it.
It's like therapy or something. I know. I'm probably going to unlock my third eye or some shit. Like, it's probably going to be like super fucking funny. And I'm just like, because I do be thinking crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm alone and I'm like, and I crack myself up. So we'll see.
Exactly. You try it.
You guys know where to follow me on social media. It's Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. I'm also the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. And guys, go to the iTunes page and leave a rating and review for this podcast, please. And if you want to hear this bonus episode, we're going to talk about Erica Jane. We skipped over some stuff. I want to talk about Sharon Osbourne, that bitch.
Oh,
what's going on in racist America? And I just want to get into Real Housewives in New Jersey with you because I'm having so much fun right now with it. Go to the Patreon page.com or patreon.com/theBList, guys, and subscribe that way. And we'll talk to you soon. See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.